healing of the spirit. Every human being has three important dimensions: the body, the soul, and the spirit. Each dimension is interconnected and interdependent. If your body is ill, your soul and your spirit will feel it. If your soul is crushed, your spirit will feel it. David once asked himself, "Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I'll praise him, my Savior and my God." Psalm 42:11. He realized that he was depressed, so he directed himself back to a spirit of faith. Your spirit can help heal you. Your spirit of faith can be the difference maker in your soul and your body. But your spirit can also be broken or defiled. Psalm 51 is one of my favorite chapters in the whole Bible. Many of you have read it once or twice, but have you really read it so it can heal your spirit? King David wrote the following words after a horrible moral failure that left him feeling broken physically, spiritually, and morally. Psalm 51 says, "Sprinkle me with water and I'll be pure. Wash me and I'll be whiter than snow." It's so important to realize spiritual healing requires cleansing. Sometimes we've said things, thought things, or done things that make us feel bad. We can't cover it up with more money, more power, or sex. The root cause is not emotional, relational, physical, or financial. It's spiritual. Paul says in Ephesians 4:30, "And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you are sealed for the day of redemption." When we do the wrong thing, we feel the wrong way. We are created to have intimacy with God, but only one thing can separate us from his love: our willful disobedience. The Bible says, "For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God," Romans 3:23. You don't have to beat yourself up for the sins and mistakes that you've made. Cry out like David, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me." Your spirit can be healed and renewed. It starts with this prayer of King David. Guilt is not the enemy of friendship with God. Guilt is the stain that only God can remove. Because you're a miracle. And I'm Paul Mark Goulet.